Well, it's the entrance of his word that gives light, that brings healing, that brings deliverance, that gives direction. And the prophets of the old, they were moved by the Spirit of God. They spoke by the Spirit of God. And when they spoke, things happened because they were speaking what God put in their heart to speak. We have the Spirit of Christ in us, so when we speak, we are like prophets. What you say will come to pass, good or bad, like Kim said. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. You know, what are we feeding our thoughts with? You know, like everything is under the feet of Jesus Christ. Like Kim was saying, COVID-19, cancer, AIDS. I mean, so many people in India that I've heard of testimonies of people being healed of AIDS. People being raised from the dead. You know, we got the ministry and word of reconciliation. And the word that God magnified above his name is not only written, the graphe, but it also comes from us. God's still giving words to speak today. In lifetime, in situations, to help people, to bring deliverance. When we speak, as God is inspiring us, we are anointing his fields with oil. We are feeding his people. They are seed of words from God that will not return void, but it will accomplish the thing that God sent it to accomplish in that person, in that situation, in the things that are going on. And so if you want to see the things grow, then allow God to work in you, allow God to give you the words to speak. The word, the scriptures, the graphe, we're to meditate upon. We're to give ourselves wholly to those things, the things that have been spoken. We can see in the Old Testament the things that they prophesied that have come to pass. There's things that you have said by God, which is prophecy, which will also come to pass. Do you believe that? As you think in your heart, so are you. If you think your words are just ordinary words, then you're not going to see much happen. So, what do you want to see? Say what you want, not what you see. Today I got up and I was up at 5 o'clock this morning and Kim was shocked because she had 2 cups of coffee in bed. I thought I'd earn my brownie point. And I come down again and I just walked to the back door where God showed me, say what you want, not what you see. And I said, Father, I'm so thankful that you've showed me to say what I want and not what I see, that you've showed me about having a vision, having a goal, having something to aim at. And see, the visions and goals that we got is not our own manufactured visions and goals. We have those desires and goals, but God is the one that gives us his vision, his revelation, the things that he's planned for us, the things that he wants us to do. You know, and so when we go to God, like Danny was saying, when Danny was speaking, I actually went to this verse of scripture. Here it is, Jeremiah 29. Absolutely brilliant. God has called you before the foundations of the world. He knew your problems before you even received them. He knows your blessings before you even received them. And if you want to walk in those blessings, then you have to line yourself up with the Father. And in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you." See, God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. Yeah. His thoughts are so high towards you. He's not against you. He's not out to get you. He's not looking at you at your past sins or anything that you may have done wrong today. He doesn't look at that. He sees you as his son. He sees you as victorious. He sees you as his beloved, accepted, holy, bowels of mercy, compassion in your life. That's how he sees you. Devil wants you to think opposite to how God sees you. Because the devil knows as you think in your heart, so are you. He knows as you think in your heart, so you will speak. What's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. Who you associate with is how you're going to be. You become what you look at. Right? It's a true thing. When you get around a group of people and you start hearing their vocabulary, their speech, their ways, their thoughts, you start to pick that way up. You'll pick up their mannerisms, you'll pick up their ways of thinking, and it starts to become your ideology. And then you start to speak in that manner after a period of time of hanging out with certain different people. You know, I've seen changes when I was a kid. I used to hang around with tough kids and start speaking like they did. Hang around with the black dudes and I start speaking like they did, you know. But, God's called me as an individual. And he's got great thoughts for me. Great plans for me. He's got great plans for you. And so God just wants you to come and understand what these great thoughts are for you. He wants you to come into agreement, and as you come into agreement, you line up, and then the ball can come straight down, the blessings can come out and start to manifest. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, Jehovah. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God's, and another translation is, God has a plan and a future. God knows the perfect plan for you, and when you seek him with all your heart, he can get you on his plan. You know, you can have certain plans with telephones. If you go on a contract, you can have a monthly, a yearly plan, a monthly plan, a two-year plan. You can have like £10 a month contract, £20 a month contract. What plan do you want to be on with God? We want to be on his highest plan. We don't want to take the small things. We want to take everything from the Father, because he is our source of supply. Then it says in verse 12, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go. Now you know that God thinks good towards you. Now you know that he's for you, and he has a plan and a future. It says, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. God says, I'm listening to everything that you're saying. He's so blessed when you go to him. He's glorified when you go to him. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. 3 to 4 years, I was in a limbo place. I was in a place of uncertainty. Even though I was born again, I knew I got Christ in me. I knew there was a plan, there was a direction, but I didn't know what it was. I'd have people say, you need to do this, and someone else say, no, the scriptures say you've got to do this. And you know, and then it wasn't until I went to God with all my heart. Father, what is it? I'm so confused, I don't even know what to think. I don't know what to believe no more. You're going to have to help me. I'm coming to you. You hear me now. You've got to do something. And then God started to work with my faith. He started to impart to me his thoughts, his ideas, his concept, which were life. And it started in the back garden that morning. Never forget it. And I'm thankful for that beautiful day. Say what you want, not what you see. And after that, God showed me to look at the prophets and how they moved. How did they speak? Ezra 6:14 was the one he showed me where they was building. And it says that they had the instructions from God. They had the instructions of the kings, how to build. And it says, and they prospered through the prophesying of the prophets at that time. And that word prophesying was inspired teachings. Inspired teachings are the inspirational words from the Heavenly Father. And they prospered through that, because they followed that encouragement. If you want to see change, be the change you want to see. In the world, if someone wants to be successful, like if someone is in the building trade, they'll find the best builder, you know, the most successful one. In the financial world, where people invest, if you're looking to do that, you will go to the best place, right, where they're proven, where they are proven to be successful in investing, or proven to be successful in building. I know Michael used to be in the building trade, site manager. That's right, Michael, isn't it? I remember you telling me. So Michael would be the best person to go on what timber do I need? What bricks do I need? And Michael will say, okay, you need this, and this is how, this is the plans, this is how the things need to be built. And Michael would oversee the site, that each worker was doing their job properly, that they all had the things that they need. Well, we go to God, he does that for us. Now, God would also give us and bring people into our life that are practicing his principles, practicing his ways. And so I want to have the best, right? Because I see myself that God has called me, and I should have the, I deserve the best. If you don't think you deserve the best, you won't get the best. Guys, every one of you deserve the very best from God, right? He wants you to have the very best, but you've got to see yourself that he's made you worthy to have the very best. He's given us all things freely to enjoy, right? So you've got to say, yeah, I'm going to freely enjoy what God's given me. Some people say, well, you can't do that. You've got to be humble and pray and weak. No. God wants you to have his very, very best, because he's given you his best in his son, Jesus Christ. Mm. All things have been made available to you. God says, I want you to rule and reign in this life by my Son, the one, Jesus Christ. That's who you to rule and reign. To reign is to have authority. And we've got that authority. We just need to know that we got it and how to use it. So I connected what I believe is to the best person at this moment in time. There's many ministers, but this one minister, he's got the fruit, he's got the results, he's got the right words that activate people to really go to God, not to him, and to really seek God with all their heart. And when these people do that, when they connect and they receive these words with a humble and meek heart and go to God, then God will really speak to you. And he's doing that to me. So I know that when people come to me now, because I've seen and I've heard and I've learned and I'm practicing, I can impart the same to others. Because I'm not relying on what the minister said, I'm relying on what God has spoken. I know what the scriptures say about these things. And I have Holy Spirit to discern. Like Kim just had like a wonderful word of knowledge there about this COVID. It's like a spirit of Python over a city, over a town. And it's just crushing the people. The more they breathe in, the more they can't breathe. It gets harder to breathe. Just like COVID. It's discerning the spirits. You know, God has given you Holy Spirit, not just to speak in tongues, to interpret, to prophesy, but you can go to God and he may give to you the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning the spirits in those situations. And it's not that you're going to say, okay, God, I want a word of knowledge. It's as you just look into God and walk in, he reveals to you. He reveals, like the scriptures are revealed. You can have knowledge of the scriptures, but it's no good without the understanding. And the understanding comes from the Heavenly Father, right? He gives you the understanding. With all thy getting, get understanding. So there's many people with knowledge. They know scriptures left, right and center, but do they have the correct understanding from the Heavenly Father, which you receive as you're walking with the Father, so you can put it into practical application, which will help build other people, strengthen other people. It will get people to not look to the hills, but look to God, okay, where their help comes from. So we have to make a decision every day. We're either going to follow man's way or God's way. We're either going to seek him with all our heart or we're going to seek our own way. Your emotions are a very big thing. And we need to learn to harness our emotions. We're to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Every thought that comes to you, that hurts you, that damages you, you bring it to the, you know, that reasoning you bring to the obedience of Christ. What does God say about that? And then, God, show me what to do. He'll show you. He'll open up the word to you. His graphe. That knowledge of the scriptures. He'll give you understanding so that you can walk wisely. You can build. You know, except the Lord build their house, they labor in vain. Except the Lord watch the city, the watchman walketh but in vain. Psalms 127. Right, so we try to do things in our strength, but if God ain't behind it, it's going to come crumbling down. Just like we've seen ministries crumbling down. Just like we've seen ministers crumbling down because they're trying to build their empire. They're trying to build their organization and ministries. And there's only one ministry and it's called the body of Christ, right? Amen. There's only one true church. It's the body of Christ. And so God has many members in that body. And there's not many organizations, just one. And it's the body of Christ, which is the church of the living God. And so when we understand these simple things and put them into their proper understanding, then we can see that we need to build people. And like Danny was saying, we have the word of ministry of reconciliation. Our words that we speak from God will reconcile people back. You've got to believe that what you're speaking is going to get a result, right? Just like in sales, they give you a pitch to go from. So that when you knock on the door, you say, hello, I'm from so-and-so, and this is this and this and this and this, and you present the product to people, right? But God will give you his perfect pitch for each situation, for each person. And he's with you, and God bless you, Patrice, from Argentina. It's good to see you. You look beautiful. And so God is with us, guys. Let's do the things God's ways. Just remember, like, you know, we got the graphe, the scriptures, which God gave to the men and women of the Old Testament and in the New Testament, and God is still giving us words today. It's your acts with God today, and He's really working in you. He's really inspiring you. So whatever you got, whatever problems, situations you're facing, they're under the feet of Jesus Christ. They're under your feet. You just give them to God and just rest. Learn to rest. Don't try and resolve the situation. Just be at peace and allow God to work in you. Allow God to work in the circumstances, situations. And if there's nothing to do for that day, don't think, well, you know, nothing's happening. That's not true. Just enjoy your day, every day, as much as you can enjoy it. And with God, and be at peace, and, you know, God will take care of everything for you, because He really has provided everything in Christ. So that's what I wanted to share.